With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. The first Sunday in October is observed by many churches as World Communion Sunday, and it gives us a chance on today's edition of With Heart and Voice to feature sacred choral and organ music highlighting unity within the church and the sacrament of Holy Communion. We'll listen to wonderful music by Harold Friedel, William Bradley Roberts, Olivier Messiaen, Carl Jenkins, and others. To start things off, we'll hear organist Christopher Herrick perform J.S. Bach's sturdy setting of the chorale Wir glauben all an einen Gott, We All Believe in One True God, from the Klavierübung Part 3. He plays the organ of the Stadtkirche in Zofingen, Switzerland. Christopher Herrick played We All Believe in One True God from the Klavierübung Part 3 by J.S. Bach. He performed on the organ of the Stadtkirche in Zofingen, Switzerland. Harold Friedel's anthem Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether has become so well known in the 70 years since its composition that it's now included in many denominational hymnals, which is fitting since he originally composed it as a hymn for Whitsunday at his parish Calvary Church in New York in 1945. The anthem setting actually came somewhat later. We'll hear that anthem setting, to which I'm partial, sung by the choir of St. Stephen's Church in Richmond, Virginia. Neil Campbell directs. The hymn, The Church's One Foundation, in an arrangement by John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir. Earlier, the choir of St. Stephen's Church in Richmond sang Harold Friedel's beloved Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether, with words by Percy Dermer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Eucharistic music from 19th century Russia is next, as we hear To Thy Heavenly Banquet by Alexei Feodorovich Lvov. It comes to us in a modern edition by Richard Westenberg, with English text by James Parks Morton. Joseph Schreiber leads the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. To Thy Heavenly Banquet by Alexei Lvov was sung by the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Joseph Schreiber directed. Johann Sebastian Bach's Mass in B minor is a monument of Western music and Western culture. Its four major sections span around 2 hours of some of the most sublime music ever composed. We'll listen to the first three movements of Part Two, the Symbolum Nicenum, which sets the Nicene Creed. The first two movements are choral, outlining the text, I believe in one God, Father Almighty. The duet which follows begins with the text, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ. Jonathan Cohen leads the ensemble, Arcangelo. The opening three portions of the Symbolum Nicenum from the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Jonathan Cohen led Arcangelo in that performance. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A Jamaican folk melody has been joined with a wonderful text by hymn writer Fred Kahn in our next selection. The St. Olaf Choir sings Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, as arranged by Bradley Ellingbow. Anton Armstrong conducts. Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, as arranged by Bradley Ellingbow, was sung by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong directed. William Bradley Roberts serves as professor of church music and director of chapel music at Virginia Theological Seminary in Alexandria. He's a well-established composer as well, whose work we'll hear next. He's set a fantastic poem by Carl Daw in his anthem, In All These You Welcomed Me. Benjamin Hutto leads the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square in Washington. Baritone soloist is Matthew Irish, and Ken Stillwell plays oboe.
Thank you.
The choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, sang "In All These You Welcomed Me" by William Bradley Roberts. Benjamin Hutto conducted. The luminous harmonies and slow-moving lines of Olivier Messiaen's motet, O Sacrum Convivium, beautifully convey the spirit of the text, O Sacred Banquet. George Guest leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in this recording from 1971. O Sacrum Convivium by Olivier Messiaen was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by Sir George Guest. One of the most profound of Jesus' teachings about the Christian life and Christian community comes to us in the form of the Beatitudes. Craig Phillips has set these words from the Gospel of Matthew in our next selection. Dale Ottoman leads the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburne plays the organ.
Thank you.
Dale Ottoman led the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta in The Beatitudes by Craig Phillips. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A wonderful text by Scottish writer Alan Norman Phillips was set as a hymn by J. Riley Lewis in 1975 after he'd heard the words on a trip to Scotland that year. The resulting hymn, O God of Our Divided World, is a plea for healing and unity. It's sung here by the Cathedral Choral Society, led by Dr. Lewis. Eric Plutz plays the organ. The hymn, O God of Our Divided World, with tune by J. Riley Lewis, was sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, led by the composer. Several years ago, Welsh composer Carl Jenkins took movements from some of his larger works and recast them as unaccompanied choral motets. In this form, they take on a whole new life and dimension. His motet, Dona Nobis Pacem, comes from his larger work, The Peacemakers. It combines words from the ordinary of the Mass with 19th-century writings of Baha'u'llah, founder of the Baha'i faith. We'll hear it performed by Polyphony, directed by Stephen Layton. Dona Nobis Pacem by Carl Jenkins was performed by Polyphony. Stephen Layton conducted. The Gregorian chant Te Deum provides the musical material for Jean Longlet's Hymn d'Action de Grâce, performed here by organist Joseph Sluys on the organ of St. Michael's Cathedral in Brussels. Joseph Sluys played Hymn d'Action de Grâce by Jean Langlais. He played the organ of St. Michael's Cathedral in Brussels. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the observance of World Communion Sunday. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.